Okay, I want to see a, show of hands here. Who has a sibling, at least one sibling? Okay, keep your hands up. Lindsay, Will, keep your hands up. So you know all about sibling rivalry, right? Yeah, okay, right, good. We all know about sibling rivalry. I thought my older sisters got all my parents' attention. I thought they were spoiled brats. Well, their perception was that being the baby, I was the spoiled brat who could practically get away with murder. Well, okay, not murder. We'll leave that to Cain and Abel, who, as far as sibling rivalry goes, puts the rest of us to shame. Cain perceives his brother Abel is a spoiled brat, mom's and dad's, and even God's favorite one. But Cain doesn't just pull Abel's hair or post embarrassing pictures on Facebook. Cain kills Abel. In the Bible, I find this interesting, the Bible never says if mom and dad were upset, were heartbroken, but the Bible is very clear that God was heartbroken. God lamented, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood is crying out to me." This is a very dramatic scene. So dramatic, it was depicted in a big poster picture highlighting the Lord's Prayer and the Ten Commandments. Cain, holding a club over Abel, was under the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." Now, this poster picture took pride of place in the childhood home of Desmond Doss, a Seventh-day Adventist who grew up in the hills of Virginia. Now, in 1942, Desmond Doss was drafted. But he grew up with that awful picture of Cain standing over Abel, highlighting the holy commandment not to kill, and yet he was being commanded by his country to do just that in order to save the world from the tyranny of Nazism and imperialism. Two noble yet seemingly contradictory commands. What to do? Well, Desmond declared himself a conscientious objector and became a medic in the United States Army. Now, one of the most notable traits of Seventh-day Adventists is their strict adherence to the Sabbath, which they consider to be Saturday. So even in boot camp, Desmond Doss didn't hang with the guys, didn't do anything on a Saturday. He wouldn't lift, he wouldn't train, he wouldn't do anything. He was scoffed. He was ridiculed. Some even tried to dismiss him on the grounds of mental illness. But Desmond stayed. He accepted the command of the United States Army while never compromising his true commander, Jesus Christ. Well, okay, the Bible doesn't say that Jesus is a commander like in the army, but the Roman centurion, or as Bill said, the Roman officer, the Roman soldier, treated Jesus like one. You know, I know you're familiar with this passage, and I know it may sound a little predictable. The Roman soldier approaches Jesus saying, "You are the commander, speak my word, and my servant will be healed." And lo and behold, the servant gets healed. And you're thinking, "Oh, ho-hum, just another miracle story. We know the ending." But friends, I got to tell you, this is crazy. Crazy. Roman soldiers are the bad guys. If we were the first followers of Jesus or even those early readers of the Bible, we would know how bad the Roman soldiers are. They are the biblical versions of the ones who take down civilian aircraft or the ones who post beheadings on YouTube. See what I mean about crazy? A Roman soldier approaching Jesus about healing? No wonder Jesus was amazed at his faith. Now, we know also that Roman soldiers scoffed and ridiculed Jesus. We read that every Good Friday, where they gambled to take his clothes away, laughing. Some Roman soldiers probably even dismissed him as being mentally ill. But not this Roman soldier. Instead, this soldier, the man in command of others, treated Jesus like a commander, treated Jesus as the authority of his life. No wonder Jesus was amazed at his faith. So who or what has authority in your life? You know, I think those of us blessed to live in a democracy have a pretty tame concept of authority. This election year, we know that in order to be president, candidates need our votes. In church, we govern by committees. No one person has a say. At home, we post, we blog, we petition, we participate in polls because our opinion matters. So somewhere deep inside, I suspect we believe that authority depends on our input. But that's not the military concept of authority, especially not the ancient military concept. In the military, when the commander says go, you go. Whether or not you think it's wise to go, whether you want to go, you go. A commander commands, the rest of us follows. It couldn't be any clearer than that. The Roman soldier understood that, and he trusted Jesus as his commander. No wonder Jesus was amazed at his faith. Would Jesus be amazed at our faith? Or is our faith more like a democracy? Okay, Lord, if I do this, you do that. Or let me tell you how things should work out. I have the best plan here. No. Truth be told, authority is hard for us. But faith asks us to trust Jesus Christ as our commander. Trust Jesus Christ as the authority in our lives. Well, as a Seventh-day Adventist, Desmond Doss had no problem serving as an army medic. He could work all 7 days because he figured, hey, even Jesus healed on the Sabbath, so why can't I? And ironically, it was a Sabbath, May 5th, on the island of Okinawa, when a fierce battle for the Medea Escarpment occurred. Now, someone from the first service corrected me and said, Jill, the Marines were on Okinawa. But Desmond Doss was Army. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't know if he was a medic assigned to the Marines. Salute to the Marines. We know you took Okinawa. But Desmond Doss was in Okinawa on May 5th, and his battalion was trying to capture this escarpment, which is a 400-foot high ridge. And the American soldiers tried to get up it because it went on forever and ever. But as soon as they arrived, the Japanese had been hiding in caves and in crevices on top of the ridge, and they came out fighting. They came out fighting and firing. So almost immediately, half of this battalion were injured. The other half rappelled down the ridge to safety. But they may have been safe down below, but they were helpless to rescue their injured comrades just on top of the ridge. They painfully listened as the Japanese kept firing and kept yelling. And there they were, huddled and in safety, but soon something shocking happened. Huddled at the base of the ridge, the Americans saw one of their comrades come down in front of them on a makeshift litter stretcher thing. They untied him, got him loose, and sent the stretcher back up, and then another came down, and then another, until all the injured men were lowered to safety. Meanwhile, at the top of the ridge, under Japanese fire, medic Desmond Doss refused to leave the wounded. So he figured, what can I do? He tied rope around the stump of a tree, jury-rigged a litter, and lowered the injured men one by one. That's all he could do, one by one. But with the injured men trying to fend off the fighting Japanese, Desmond prayed. He prayed every time he strapped a man in that litter, and his prayer was, "Please, Lord, save one more. Just one more." 75 times he prayed that prayer. "Please, Lord, save one more, just one more." 75 times, until after every man was down off that ridge, Desmond lowered himself to safety. In October 1945, Private Desmond Doss received the Medal of Honor, the highest honor in the United States, technically the highest military honor, but I also believe it's the highest honor. And he received the Medal of Honor for single-handedly saving 75 soldiers that day. But the funny thing is, Desmond Doss never believed it was his actions alone which saved those men. Rather, it was his prayer, "Please, Lord, save one more, just one more." The Roman soldier knew the terror of war. He had seen lives lost, but when he approached Jesus, he wasn't thinking about all he couldn't do. Instead, he was thinking about what he could do: save his slave. This man who had been at his side in battle and at home, they were more than master and slave. They were comrades in arms. So the Roman soldier's approach to Jesus was really his prayer: "Please, Lord, save one more, just one more." Well, you know, sometimes we get overwhelmed by all the injustice we can't right, by all the lives we can't save, by all the brokenness we can't fix. But perhaps like the Roman soldier and like the American Desmond Doss, we are called to have the faith to do what we can and then put that faith into action. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. On the screen, you see the names of some of our Lake County residents who died in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The names you don't see are the ones who came home but whose battle wounds were so deep, so pervasive, that they took their own lives. 22 military members and vets kill themselves every day. Every single day. And the families of these local young people, and remember, Lake County is just one county in our vast United States. I can't even imagine the numbers of families who are mourning today. Yet all these families have in common is that they still suffer every day. Every single day. Does that break your heart? Does it break God's heart? I suspect God's ancient lament is still ringing from the heaven. "What have you done? Listen, your brothers and sisters' blood is crying out to me." Like the Roman soldier, we know we can't change whole systems. We can't fix all that's broken. Try as we might, we cannot prevent the horror of war. But we can have faith in Jesus Christ as our commander. And we can put that faith into action by praying. By actively praying every day. Pray for the names of the military personnel in our bulletin. Pray for the names the families of those names up there, those soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen who sacrificed everything for this place that we call home, yet did not live long enough to hear the words, "Welcome home." Pray. We can all pray, actively pray. It may not feel like we're changing the world. On the contrary, it may feel tiny in the midst of such vast heartbreak. But as history proves, we can make a difference when we pray. Please, Lord, save one more. Just one more. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is with faith that so many soldiers, airmen, sailors, and Marines went into battle. And when we keep our faith, we honor them. So in faith, let us thank God for all we have been given through our morning offering.